All right, here we go. My name's Jeff Kay, and you're listening to episode 169 of the world-famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. Welcome back, boys and girls. Welcome back to the lounge. Thank you guys for everything you do. Thanks for the support. Thanks for listening to these podcasts. Thanks for support at Patreon. Thanks for reading my website. Thanks for calling into the hotline, etc., etc. All that you do to support my efforts, I sincerely appreciate it. I hope you enjoy these extra episodes I record for you guys. I enjoy doing them. I don't know how many people listen to them. Especially the Patreon ones. I don't know. There's no stats. I have no idea. I don't think Patreon offers any kind of statistics on how many people download these things or listen to them or stream them or whatever. I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know if anybody's listening to them, but I keep recording them, putting them up. So, yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for everything. The big thing that happened since we last spoke, massive snowstorm, a sustained snow event, as they called it. All right, so this is the rough timeline on this thing. It started on Sunday, like evening, and then it snowed all day Monday. And it was this real fine, it just continuously snowed. And it was like this real fine, you know, it wasn't dumping, but it was just continuous. It just never, just continued all through Monday. And I'm like, this is no good, you know, this sucks, but it's not horrible. It's not like the horror story that they were talking about. I mean, it's not good. I wouldn't want to be out there driving in that shit. You know, my son was at work on Monday. He had to work till 8 o'clock that night, and I was worried about him. And but he made it home, and he said the road sucked. You know, all this, but it wasn't that bad. I mean, in comparison to some of the other nightmares I've been involved in. Something happened on Monday night? I didn't go to work because they said it's just going to get worse and worse. So I just said, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm washing my hands of that shit. I'm not risking it anymore. You know, I got 40 miles to drive. I used to do it. I'm not doing it anymore. I'd get myself in situations that were like something out of like a horror film. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not doing it anymore, you know, whatever. So I just said, I'm not going in. So I was off Monday, and it just kept, that fine snow just kept falling and falling and falling. It was starting to add up. It was a cumulative thing. But then Monday night, right before I went to bed, something happened. There was something kicked in, you know. It's like that. It was like this snowstorm. It's like that In the Air Tonight, you know, that Phil Collins song. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. And then those drums kick in, and it, you know, that's what happened. Around, I'd say around midnight on Monday night, the drums kicked in, and that shit went up a notch. It's one of those In the Air Tonight storms. You know, it's been said many times before. Anyway, so. But, you know, I don't know, I looked out the window at like midnight, and then I came down here and said, I don't like the looks of that shit. So, came down here, I don't know what I was doing. I feel like beer was involved. I can't remember. It was the evening, so there probably was beer involved. I don't know what I was doing. Down here, messing around in the bunker, watching something. And I went back upstairs, I don't know, like 1:30 in the morning. Like Sunday night, or Monday night into Tuesday. And I looked out the window, and I turned the light on the deck, and I looked out there, and I was like, holy shit. Just in that hour and a half or so, I mean, it was just like dumping and piling up. I was like, this is not good. This sucks, man. So the next morning, Tuesday morning, I get up. It's a mess, and it's still snowing. It started snowing on Sunday, I think, and it didn't stop until Tuesday at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 2 o'clock. It snowed forever. It just kept snowing and snowing. Snowstorms don't act that way. You know, they're antisocial. They just come in, screw your life up, and just keep on moving. You know, that's the way they do it. This one hung around. This one's like destroying everybody's lives. She was like hanging around. Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing? You know, it's like, move along, man. You know, it's time to move along. So, what have you been watching on Netflix? That's what the storm was saying. You know, it's like, get the hell out of here. You know, go on out and tear up New Jersey or whatever. You've done your damage. All right, so. So it kept snowing, and I had to go out there with the kids, the three of us. Tony had to work, so she wasn't able to help. It's just the three of us. We went out there, and it took hours and hours and hours and hours of work to get that driveway and those cars cleaned up. 19 inches was the official. That's what they said on the news for our town. 19 inches of snow. That feels about right. That's a lot of snow, 19 inches. That's a bunch of bullshit, man. So, So yesterday morning sucked, Tuesday morning. And, but we got it cleaned up, and I went to work on Tuesday. You know, I mean, the roads, you can say what you want about these kielbasa eaters, these Pennsylvania folk. Say what you want about them. But they are masters. World-class masters of removing snow. That shit, the roads were completely clear. We got 18 inches of snow, or 19 inches of snow, and the roads were wet. It's like unbelievable. They're like magicians. It's crazy. They got that shit down to a science. If that shit happened down in Atlanta, the whole town would be shut down for a week and a half. And I'm not even kidding. Or North Carolina, you know, places like that where it's not so common. That thing, the economy would crash, you know. Nobody could, you know, people would be starving. You'd find skeletons sitting at the dining room table with a knife in their hands. You know what I'm saying? But not here. They got that shit cleaned up. The roads are just like paradise out there. It's like unbelievable. Anyway, that sucked. And then just a few minutes ago, the older boy said, I'm getting ready to leave for work. Can you move your car? So every time somebody leaves here, every time somebody goes out, we have to juggle the cars all around. We have a driveway. It's just a short driveway. All four of our cars sit on it. So, you know, there's two on one side, two on the other side. So inevitably, without exception, the person that needs to go next is in the front, you know, so there's a car behind them. You gotta go out there and juggle that shit around. Oh, it's annoying. It's annoying even in the summertime. Like, it doesn't matter. You're just like sitting there, whatever, doing whatever. Hey, can you move your car? I'm like, oh, I guess. That's the standard answer. I guess. Sorry. I'm sorry. No, it's fine. No. So just a few minutes ago, that happened. I put flip-flops on. Not good. That's not a good idea. You know, I mean, I don't know. Some of my decision-making abilities are questionable. You're not supposed to wear flip-flops when there's like 2 feet of snow out there. I mean, everything's been shoveled and stuff. But I got snow on my feet. I got my toes. By the time I got back in, and I was only out there for like, I don't know, 3 minutes. I did drive around the block. I drove around the block and then came back in. By the time I got back, he was gone, and I just pulled into where he was. And my toes felt like they were getting ready to turn black and fall off. It's like, that's stupid. And I almost fell down. Things are slick as shit. You know, some little life advice from me. If there's like a foot and a half of snow on the ground outside, well, even if it's on the inside, if there's a foot and a half of snow, you probably should use something other than flip-flops when you're walking in it. I mean, that's just, you know, it's a life hack from your friends over at the Surf Report podcast. So anyway, I was like, so by the time I got back, my toes were like burning with fire because they'd been buried in snow, bare feet. Anyway, so that happened. That's what's happened this week. And it's supposed to come, you know, oh, I forgot to mention this. All right. So I went out there today to move my car. There's probably like 3 inches of snow on my car from last night. Like, what is happening? What is going on? Why is it continuing to just fall and fall and fall? I mean, this storm, is this the same storm or is this another one? Are they coming in like single file? What the hell's going on? Are they marching across this the upper right-hand corner? Just single file, one storm after another? I'm getting pissed. I mean, I have to clean my car off again after that nightmare yesterday. And I'm in flip-flops, and it's like freaking cold, and the wind's blowing. Ugh. Anyway, and also, they say it's going to snow this weekend, this coming weekend. So, I don't know what the hell's going on. Am I on candid camera? Am I getting punked? We got to get the hell out of here. I mean, we got to move. I mean, this is bullshit. I used to be able to roll with it when I was a younger man. I'm sick of it now. I mean, I've reached a point, I guess, I used to, like, wonder about people. They're like, I'm sick of that shit, you know, I'm done. It's like, all right, pops, whatever. God, that's what I used to think when I was younger. I'm like, it's like this thing where I'm not going to drive to work in the snow and some kind of drive into the teeth of some murderous storm of the century. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm done. I did that shit for decades. It's a young man's game. If you got you younger folk want to do that, I mean, you should probably, you know. I'm not doing it anymore, you know. And I'm sick of this winter crap. I'm ready to move south where I still want the four seasons. I mean, I've lived in places where you don't have that. And it makes me insane, you know. Tony has this thing where, you know, she has that seasonal depression thing where it's like, you know, it's gray outside the sky. There's never any sun and stuff, and it gets to her. And I'm like, I don't know about that, but whatever. I guess people are different. But I tell you what, if you live in a place, at least from my point of view, where there's no seasons, where it's just constantly hot, or I guess constantly cold, whatever, it starts getting to you, or it starts getting to me anyway. When we lived out in California, it was hot all the time. I'm like, it's like making me insane. I was like heading to the loony bin, the wacky shack. Anyway, we need to move somewhere where it doesn't snow like this, yet still has four seasons. And you know what that place is? North or South Carolina. All right, that's where we're going. All right, I called that guy about our furnace. The guy that came over here was here for like 10 hours. You notice the number that every time I talk about this, the number keeps getting higher and higher. I think it was 10 hours. He said 8, I think. I don't remember. He was here for many hours. He was here all day, like that storm, you know. He's like the guy that wouldn't leave, you know. So you guys, what are you watching on Netflix? You see anything interesting on Netflix? Anyway, I called him. I said, hey, listen, sorry to bother you on the weekend like this, but I said, this furnace, it's never worked right since you came over here. I said, I'm not saying that you did anything wrong, but I think there might be something wrong with this thermostat, the one downstairs. He goes, who is this? I said, this is Jeff K. You know? He goes, who the fuck? No. He goes, where are you at? What house? I said, I told him the address. He goes, well, refresh my memory. I said, what the? So you were just here like a few weeks ago. I said, you were here all day long. He goes, oh yeah, I know. Okay. I put in two thermostats, one upstairs, one downstairs. And I said, yeah, exactly. He goes, all right, what's the problem? I said, the one downstairs, that thing, it maintains a constant 64 degrees. And, so the 64, That's no good. That's 64 is too cold. I said, you can't crank that thing. If you put the thing at 90, it doesn't have any effect. If you put it at, you know, it doesn't, it just constantly maintains 64. I said, it'll kick on if it gets below 64 and take it back up to 64, but it never goes above 64. And mister, that's cold. He goes, that's weird. That's odd. He goes, those are nice. Those are top-of-the-line Honeywell thermostats. He goes, I already had to replace one. I know. I said, I know. Because the first one he put in there, the display was all messed up, and the thing said, you know, I don't know, the thing said EE, the address, or not the address, but the temperature reading on it, the digital reading, the thing said EE or something like that. So he had to replace that one, and I think that first one worked, except for the display. But then when he put the second one in, it stuck at 64. What kind of weirdness is that? He goes, that's bizarre. He goes, I don't know. What if there's some kind of limiter in there? I said, I don't know, but this thing's not good. And he goes, I'm gonna call the Honeywell help desk. It's like, whatever. He goes, I'll call you back. He goes, I got your number here in my phone, and I'll call you back. Call you on Monday. Well, this is Wednesday. I haven't heard jack shit from him, you know. And it's still maintaining that 64. You know, it's enough where it's not freezing cold, but it's uncomfortable. And it's just downstairs. Upstairs works fine, you know. I don't know. Things messed up. I'm going to have to call him back. Irritating. Why? We gave that guy a shitload of money. That thing's never worked right. He was here for hours. He had to have his boss come over here. It was quite a spectacle. But it's cold. Right now I'm sitting down here and I'm cold, you know. It's not supposed to be that way. I mean, right? I'm right, right? All right. Last night I was driving home from work, and I was flipping around on the Sirius XM, and I heard that Everly Brothers song "Wake Up, Little Susie." You familiar? It's from the 50s, and it's this song I've heard it 10,000, maybe 10 million times. I don't really pay any attention to it. It's a toe tapper, but I was listening to the lyrics, and guy's talking about. He's on a date with this girl, right? Susie. You know, that's her name. And they're watching a movie, and they fall asleep, and they wake up at 4 a.m., 4 o'clock in the morning, and they're like, oh, my God, you know, what are we going to tell your mama? What are we going to tell your pa? What are we going to tell our friends when they say, ooh la la. All right. So it's 4 a.m. All right. So you listen to the lyrics on this thing, and at some point he says, I told your parents that I'd have you home by 10. 10. All right. And it's 4, it says. They wake up, and it's 4 a.m. So that's 6 hours after that he's supposed to be home. They said the movie wasn't very good. Didn't have much of a plot, you know. They fell asleep. 6 hours past the curfew. 6 hours. So they must have fallen asleep maybe like an hour before that. So they slept. They're on a date. This guy, this unnamed person, and Susie, they're on a date. And they sleep for 7 hours. You know, I don't sleep 7 hours, you know, at night when I'm, you know, my main sleeping, you know, each night. So they go out on a date, they watch some movie, and they fall asleep for 7 hours, right? I mean, there's like some kind of carbon monoxide leak or something. I don't know. And that's another thing. All right, so that's weird. They wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Both of them are worried about their reputations, you know. You know, especially Susie. I mean, well, it said both of them are worried about their reputations. And they're afraid that their friends are going to say, ooh la la. You know, they can't have that. So they're destroyed. Their whole life is destroyed because they fell asleep. But another thing I don't understand about it is he says, we got to go home, right? Wake up, little Susie. We got to go home. Not you got to go home or not I got to go home. We got to go home. So where are they watching this movie? Are they in a movie theater? Are they like sitting in a movie theater and they fall asleep for 7 hours? The people that work there, they just leave them in there? I mean, they just turn off all the lights and turn off the popcorn machine and lock up and they just leave them in there? I mean, I don't know. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning, right? And, or are they at a drive-in theater? This is 1957. You know, there was a lot of drive-in action going on back then. So same thing. Did they just leave this car sitting there with these two slumped over teenagers? They could be dead in there. They could be gassed, you know, a couple of cadavers. They don't know. They just leave this car. They just shut everything down, lock the gates and go home. Because if they were at somebody's house, if they were at one of their houses, if it was like, if they were at Susie's house, he'd say, I got to go home, right? Or vice versa, you got to go home if they were at this guy's house. So the whole thing, there's a lot of unanswered questions on this thing. I don't know how you fall asleep during a date for 7 hours, right? And I don't know where the hell they were watching this movie that wasn't very good. I mean, this thing must have been a dud, you know? Put you to sleep for 7 hours, or maybe more. It could have been more than 7 hours. I don't know what the hell's going on. And then they got to, what are you going to tell your mama? What are you going to tell your pa? I mean, I think pa's going to be pissed. But, you know, anyway, I was listening to that and I was, trying to figure out what's going on. I'd like to get it more answers. I checked it out to see if the Everly Brothers wrote that song. No, it's a cover. I don't think they wrote too many songs. I think they wrote a few, but their hits were covers, I think. All right, well, anyway, I was listening to that last night. What else we got on here? I haven't shaved in days. In my beard, I got a beard coming in. I never do facial hair ever. Except for I told you out in California, I had some stupid-ass thing on the bottom of my chin. I looked like I was out douching, you know. I looked like a gold-plated 4-star douchebag, you know. See these videos when my son was born, the younger boy. I'm like, why did you allow me to step outside the house? You know, I was talking to Tony. I said, why? I look like an idiot. But anyway, I don't. I'm clean shaven all the time. All right. For some reason, you know, over the weekend I get lazy sometimes. And yesterday I was out there shoveling. So I got 4 days of growth. I got some kind of stubble shit going on. Pure white, 100% white. My beard is just 100% white. You know, it's all, it's just scruff at this point. It's not a beard. It's just like a scruffy, just white hair, you know. I don't know. What the hell is going on? I mean, everything's debilitating, you know. It's because I'm old. But I've never, you know, I don't know, I might keep it going. I think I'm going to keep it going for a while. Tony hates it. Tony's already making comments about it. But I might see if I could drag this shit out a little bit, see what happens. White beard. I might go full-blown white beard, you know. I don't know about that. We'll see how it goes. And also, I'm reading this book by Dean Koontz called Soul Survivor about this guy. That guy, man, love him. He's like one of my, you know, if you want to read a book that's just pure escapism, you know, just something that's like just fun as shit to read, and you just want to turn off the world, you know, you can't go wrong with Dean Koontz. That guy writes a ripping yarn, I'm telling you that much. Anyway, it's about this guy who's whose wife and two daughters, I think. I think they were daughters. Wife and two young kids got killed in a plane crash with 300 other people. And it picks up 1 year after the crash. And he's still depressed. He can't work. He's not working. His life is a shambles, you know, over this tragedy. And then this mysterious woman shows up. And she says, I was aboard that plane. I'll have more information. Because there's supposed to be no... I mean, the thing, they said it flew 4 miles straight down, accelerating the entire way, and just hit the ground at a high rate of speed. There was like nothing left of this thing. And this woman, this mysterious woman, shows up, and she says, I was aboard that plane. I survived the crash. And she's very mysterious, speaks in riddles. He's like, what the? You know? And then they got people. There's like these people that might be police. He doesn't know if they're police or not. Chasing this woman. They're trying to silence her. So anyway, I just started it. I'm like 20% in. Fantastic. Love that kind of stuff. I told you I used to be a big snob. Told that story. Took this fiction writing class out in California. And by this guy named James Scott Bell. And he turned out to be, it turned out to be one of the greatest things, you know. I loved that. It was like a 6-week course. And that guy was great. James Scott Bell. Now he's like a sought after writing teacher. You have to pay him like thousands of dollars. This is like before anybody knew who he was. The guy was like made a name for himself. He writes all these great writing books. Books about writing. They're like 100 pages each. They're Kindle books. I think you can get physical books too. Anyway, I took this class. This is in California. And he told me, or told us in that class, that Dean Koontz is a guy that we should all look up to because he wasn't born with natural, like, genius. He wasn't born a natural genius, like, He said, like Stephen King. He said, I think Stephen King was just born with the ability to write. I don't know if that's true. He said, Dean Koontz had to work at it. He said, Dean Koontz is more like the Pete Rose of writers. He wasn't born with all these natural gifts. He just had to persevere. And he goes, so that just shows you, if you stick to it and you just work and work and work, you can do it too. All right. So he was talking about Dean Koontz. And I was like, Dean Koontz? This is back in my snob years. I was like, that guy, that hack that writes, it's like all those books that are like at the checkout counter at the grocery store. Like, what the? But he was like praising this guy. And I liked the James Scott Bell, the teacher, and I respected him. But he was talking about how Dean Koontz is one of his favorite writers and all this stuff. I'm like, what the? Are you serious? You know? I mean, I was a giant snob. I put that stuff in the same category as like a Harlequin romance or something. So I went out and bought one. I bought one of his novels. I think it was called Lightning, I think. I think that's the first one I read. That shit was fantastic. I mean, it was unbelievably good. It was atmospheric. It was creepy. The story was great. The characters seemed real. That shit was great, you know? And now I'm like a full-blown fan. I've read many of his books, and I'll read anything he releases, except for the ones where he like love letters to his dog and stuff like that. That's a little odd. But anyway, any of his novels, I'll write, all right? Or read. I'll read them. I won't write them. I'll read them. Anyway, Soul Survivor, if that's the one I'm reading right now. Highly recommend. Any of his books are good. The guy's fantastic. All right. I think we're at the end of this thing. I had a couple more things, but we're at the end. I've had enough. Nothing personal. This snow's taking it out of me. It's like every day I go out there. Yesterday I spent hours and hours and hours shoveling. Today I go out there in flip-flops, and there's snow on my car again. I'm like, what the? Are you serious? And then my toes feel like they're going to turn black and fall off. And, it's not good. All right, we're at the end. Thank you guys for everything. Thank you for the support of Patreon. I do appreciate it. I will be back soon over on the main network with some fresh podcast action. Until then, you guys have yourselves a fine, fine day. I'll see ya. Bye. Mister, that's cold.